So we're here this morning to consider a petition presented by Mrs. Steedman from 46A the Bray, Auchendinny. And Mrs. Steedman, I'll just explain to you the role of the Petitions Committee. The Petitions Committee will consider each petition and listen to you, ask you questions and take one of the following actions for your petition. So one of the actions it can take is no action, which in which case we'll give you the reason why. Or we could alternatively, we can pass the petition to the relevant director or other council committee to look into, with or without any specific recommendation. Or if the petition relates to another public organisation, we may pass it on to that organisation with or without any specific recommendation. And just to make clear that the Petitions Committee cannot change council decisions, although they may ask for us to review a policy or procedure, or may ask the council to review a policy or procedure. So what we'll do is I'll pass over to yourself to speak in support of your petition, and then we'll take it from there. Okay. So if you can just remember to press the button when you're speaking.
I represent quite a number of the people from the rural village of Auchendinny, which historically has always been served by at least one bus. In the spring, they took off the number 15, which went via Morningside to Edinburgh, which was very important both for going to the hospital in Edinburgh and for business and as well as social activities, and left us with the number 40, which goes only to Musselburgh. Well, it may eventually go to Edinburgh, but it takes at least an hour and a half, and really it's useful up to a point, and at least it will get you to the top road, to the A701, where there are numerous buses. Now, would like to speak, first of all, on behalf of pensioners. I'm almost 80. Mrs. Brooks here is over 80. She uses the bus continuously. She doesn't have a car. There are at least 10 pensioners who have some kind of disability and cannot walk up the hill. Whichever way you go, whether you go up Graham's Road to the barracks to catch the bus, or whether you go through the village, it's a steep hill, and one of the pensioners has been told by her doctor on no account to attempt it because she has a heart condition. They provided a taxi service, which seems ironical, for which we have to pay £1.60 when we get a free bus pass, which we cannot use. Now, we were encouraged to apply for a bus pass. They sent us the wrong form. I sent mine in with a photograph over a month ago. I've never had a word back. I've heard from Mrs. Brooks that the address was wrong and the building doesn't exist, and it was just chance that she was able to resubmit it. They did a survey which claimed that in 26 journeys, only 5 people used the bus. Well, I am right beside a bus stop, my house, and I count at least 6 people every morning who waited for the bus. And young people going to school or to college, pensioners and people going to work. At least 6, that was on one journey. And then during the day, it is used. Whenever I've taken the bus, there have been 1 or 2 people. And I have a written submission from one of the signatories, Mrs. Jessie Sinton, which shows that she uses the bus every single day. She's recently widowed. It gets her out of the house, and she now is a prisoner in her own house because she is unable to walk to the bus stop. The other day, I was shopping in Tesco's. I ran into a lady who'd taken the taxi, but there was no return taxi, and she had no way other than by paying £6 to come back. Another couple had a doctor's appointment. and it, because of the having had put the wrong address, as not having this taxi card, and the taxi wasn't available anyway, they had to get another taxi. It cost them £12, which on a pensioner's pension is, you know, undoable. The odd occasion, maybe, but, you know, to pay £6 when you paid nothing before to get to Pennycook, and then another £6 to get back. So the pensioners are very, very badly affected by this. The next category I'd like to plea for is for social inclusion. We have a very successful community centre which was supported by the previous administration, and I think that one of you, Councillor Wallace, was there at the opening at the Glencourse Community Centre, where a boy with learning difficulties and a girl were employed. They are no longer able to come and work there. They're volunteers, but they enjoy it very much, and they're also useful. It helps the community centre, and it also helps them. The mothers are not agreeable to let them walk down from the high road, and so that has now excluded them. Now, I know it's council policy to include people with all sorts of disabilities, including learning disabilities. We have other pensioners who come from Pennycook for their pensioners' lunch on a Tuesday, which they enjoy very much, and they are no longer able to come because it's too far for them to walk. Also, the pavement is very rough. So this bus is not only a way of keeping people connected, but it's the best way of combating loneliness, which we all know from the news is a very big concern at the moment, and prevent bad health, both mental and physical. Late at night, it is quite unsuitable for anybody to walk down that road, particularly women, alone. I've several times stopped and given somebody a lift walking down from the high road for a young woman to get off the bus and to walk for half a mile. There are street lights, but if a strange gets off behind you, it is really very intimidating indeed. So I particularly would put in a plea to have a bus service which connects us with Edinburgh. Young families with pushchairs, they may be carrying a heavy lot of shopping. They're unable to pay a taxi. At least two families on benefits with young children, and they are now excluded. I don't know, they rely on kindness of somebody with a car to take them into Pennycook and back again, particularly in bad weather. They are I don't know whether it is council policy now to only serve the urban areas, but it seems like that, to leave a rural community completely cut off, which is what has happened. And it is the first time that we have ever been without any kind of a bus. There used to be only 100 houses in the village. There have been 150 new homes built at Dalmore Mill. One or two of the people have said that they are so outraged at not having a bus, they're thinking of selling. And again, these were the builders gave the development contribution, which was passed on and enabled us to build this wonderful community centre. Again, there's a lot of young people from the new houses who don't have a car, and again, it's in bad weather, it's impossible for them to walk up to the community centre. There's no shop, there's no pub. It is the only community facility in the neighbourhood. For workers going to Edinburgh, it's quite a walk up a hill either way from Dalmore to catch a bus, and this will discourage people who work in Edinburgh. And very, very many people need to get to Edinburgh. Now, Roslyn still has the 40, the number 40. I have noticed, I go to Roslyn quite often, and I've noticed on two occasions this week alone, both a 40 and a 37 have gone through the village without stopping. Nobody has stopped. I know financially it's in the interest of the bus company to run buses to Roslyn because there are a lot of visitors to the chapel, and that's a good thing. But it takes at least 10 minutes to do the loop through Roslyn, whereas it only takes 4 or at the most 5 minutes to do the loop through Auchendinny. The visitors to the chapel do not pay community tax. It's a revenue for the bus company, but blazoned on the front of the buses, it is your publicly owned company. And that is a contradiction in terms if it is run only for financial gain. I would put forward a very heartfelt plea to the present administration to subsidise the buses through Auchendinny, which was always done under the previous administration, because we are becoming increasingly isolated. And I'd just like to... the councillor at Coventry said that Mrs. Brooks could speak in support as well, because she uses the bus more than I do.
Yeah, have I a minute to speak? Yeah. I just want to support everything that Anne has said, because it's all true, and we are going to be prisoners, in particular winter, but in my case and pensioner case, it doesn't matter the season. You know, if you can't get out because there's no transport, you're in. You know, and life, all right, somebody will bring in food, but that's there's more to life than food, hopefully, even at our age. And the Roslyn thing, I think it's quite important, because I use this bus from Auchendinny going down the other direction quite a lot to Loanhead, because I have lots of connections in Loanhead. Therefore, I have passed through Roslyn frequently, and the bus never stops. The tourists are not interested in the number 40, because the tourists want Edinburgh. So I sit in the bus and I watch the tourists stand back or coming, and the driver saying, we don't go to Edinburgh, so he passes on. And I can assure you, within the year that I have watched this, I don't watch it, I mean, I'm there and observing, I think they've picked up 2 or 3 people. So why do they need a 37 and a 40? And it's quite a distance from Gowclymosh roundabout right through to Bilston. That's quite a few miles, right? As opposed to the, 5-6 miles straight through Auchendinny and up. And I feel that's quite a big point, this 40 and 37 going through Roslyn. I have nothing against Roslyn. I just think it's excessive. And I agree with everything that Anne said, because it is true. And I mean, the family she's talking about on benefit, you know, there's a woman with 3 wee kids tripping up. And then I got a lift one day and I've seen this elderly woman with these things that they have on wheels, you know, trying to get across the bypass at the top of Auchendinny, which she was trying to get across to walk into the whole thing. Anyway, I just agree with that. And I feel the Roslyn thing is quite important. Okay.
So before we open it up to the committee, I'll pass over to Ricky Moffat from Midlothian Council.
Thanks, Chair. A couple of things. Firstly, almost in reverse order, just speaking about the Ring and Go service. If there are any concerns in relation to the Ring and Go service in terms of contacts or details, I'm happy to take them away from committee and make sure that the Ring and Go service provides what it the council believe it should. So I'll be happy to take any detail and kind of deal with that separately if I may. In terms of the bus services through Auchendinny have always been run on a commercial basis, and Mrs. Steedman's already alluded to the service 15 that was removed and lately the service 40 affected. Again, both commercial services. The surveys that were mentioned again by Mrs. Steedman, any information was carried out by Lothian Buses. Largely passenger numbers are confidential, information that are retained by the bus operators, so it's not something that were necessarily readily available to us. However, we did approach Lothian Buses with a view to ascertaining exactly what it was financially that we'd be required to see a bus service operate once again through Auchendinny. And they gave us two options. The first option was a peak hour service Monday to Saturday, and they looked at indicatively 7 till 10 in the morning and 3:30 to 6:30 in the afternoon evening, namely three journeys in each direction, morning and evening. And the cost that we were quoted for Lothian Buses providing that service was £104,000 per annum. We then looked at and asked them to cost out a second option, and that was for an hourly service on a Monday to Saturday basis, 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening, and Sunday 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and the price quoted was just under £151,000. What they've also said is that that essentially is the full subsidy. Given the passenger numbers at the outset, they weren't of a view that that would likely make a significant difference. Just to kind of put the first option into some kind of context, if there was a service, and let's say it was £104,000, if that ran 365 days a week, you're looking at 180 journeys per day to cover that. So if you're talking about return journeys, you're talking about 90 journeys per day to actually cover that cost. And clearly, if you take off any fares income, the difference would be the subsidy that would have to be required by the council. Looking at it and discussing it further with Lothian Buses, they were particularly concerned about the Service 40 reliability. As you'll be aware, if Service 40 does have reliability issues and the Traffic Commissioner takes action, that can result in quite significant fines to the company, and that's something that they weren't in a position to countenance. So what they essentially are saying is that for the two options I've outlined, it would require an additional bus to provide that service, and the costs are based on that. Probably pause at that point, Chair, and happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Ricky. I'll open it up to the committee. Yep, Councillor Baxter.
Thank you, Chair. One thing that came to mind was when we had a seminar a couple of weeks ago from Lothian Buses, they were emphasising the value they placed on putting in services which had social value but lost the money. Now, I'm at a loss to know where they do this, because every time there seems to be a segment of a route or a whole route which isn't making money, they reduce it. So what I would request is that we ask Lothian Buses to pinpoint which services in Midlothian they are providing which are loss-making, but they would attribute to keeping those services going because of the social value that they stressed at the seminar. As regards subsidies, it's a very dangerous area to go into for us, because I've had somebody from Newton Village who said exactly the same kind of thing when I think First Bus took services off the... We've had people in Rosewell saying the same thing when the number 49 has now been reduced to a skeleton service almost every half hour. And we find the same message being sent to us from all across the county. So, you know, we would need millions, really, to be able to provide the services in places that everyone says, and I believe, needs them. I have also concerns, as you've expressed here, on the passenger figures. Now, I use the 40 a lot. I used it to come here today to this meeting. And every single time I take that bus between Dalkeith and Bonnyrigg, there's at least 20, if not 30 people, sometimes standing room only, particularly in the afternoons. Now, this, I think, is a profitable service. There may be segments which are not, and I cannot accept that they would save money by taking off what must be a 5 minutes of the run. I think their argument was that they could take a physical bus off the route because then they wouldn't need so much light time. So I just query where they get their figures from in terms of passenger numbers, because it's a very well-used bus. In terms of reliability, they changed the route fairly recently. The reliability hasn't really improved. I was on the bus up to Penicuik last week after the service change. The bus was 20 minutes late going from Bonnerig to Penicuik, and coming back it broke down not far outside Penicuik, and we had to sit on the bus for half an hour waiting for the next one to come along. The buses are old. I spoke to the driver and he says, yes, they're old buses. We have issues with potholes, which I think, considering the quality of roads, I think they're better in Midlothian and East Lothian than they are in Edinburgh. So, you know, a bus that doesn't go into Edinburgh shouldn't really be facing these issues if it were a new bus. They have started to put some hybrid buses on, but that would improve reliability, in my mind, much more than taking off a short segment of the route. So I'm not really answering your questions here, but I'm really steering the committee towards where I would like to position ourselves with regard to Lothian buses and the messages we should send to them. I would like to ask Lothian buses to do a serious study of this service, to have people on the bus watching who goes on, who goes off, rather than just doing a desktop study, which I think they do, which is just taken from who buys a ticket at which stops.
Councillor Rosie.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, similar to Ian, it's a lot of the same issues, and certainly I use the 40 coming from Penicuik across here to Dalkeith and vice versa, going back the way. And quite often, and I know the arguments raised are the same ones, what we got back, because I queried why are you changing it and whatever, and what you get back is it's going through Dalkeith and Bonnerig, there's bottlenecks, and that has a while, and the bus has no time when it arrives in Penicuik to do a turnabout and allow the driver a break. And that was quite often, because what they do is they pull in, if they have time, they use the facilities in the health centre as a break. But funnily enough, within weeks of this change, which they went from the 30-minute service to 35 minutes, which was supposed to give the driver a break in Penicuik when he got there at the terminus. And I went up to get the bus at normal time, and then I looked at it and it said due, and it wasn't even round the corner. And I think a lady at the bus stop had made a comment about, thought it was due and it wasn't there, and it was a few minutes after before it actually appeared round the corner, and then the driver had to stop me. I had no time to go in to the health centre or anything. He had a quick check of his bus, and quite often they drive away and they're right round and start the route again. So there are issues with the reliability of the bus and the buses they're using or whatever it is. But I agree that I think they can surely redo one of the buses, surely, and I don't think that would be too big a problem for them, surely. And even if it was the 40 or the 37, and perhaps probably it would be more the 40, and as you say, going through Roslyn, there's not a lot of people get on the 40 in Roslyn. That's noticeable. I mean, I know there's not a lot getting on and off in Auchendinny and that, but it's probably Roslyn's got extra buses. The 37's the one that the tourists would use to get to and from Roslyn. They wouldn't use the 40. So, I mean, it maybe is something that we've got to raise. Look, you know, does it make any difference having the 40 going through Roslyn and missing Auchendinny? I mean, it's a suggestion I think we could maybe consider about putting it back to Lothian buses.
Jim, yeah.
Well, can I ask specifically, Ricky, has any consideration been given or any suggestions been made to, you know, stopping it going through Roslyn and going through Auchendinny instead? You know, is that alternative? Has anything been said about that? And are you aware of any complications or problems that might cause? Also, the petitioner is making reference to this issue. We believe your survey shows five passengers Is that correct? I mean, is it a Lothian Buses survey that is saying that? Do we have that information verified? And do we do any studies ourselves to check the buses, or do we just simply rely on, if they're prepared to give us the information that's supplied by Lothian Buses?
Okay. In terms of asking Lothian Buses about Roslyn, about Auchendinny, the point that Councillor Rosie made about diverting one bus, we did have a discussion around all the various options. You'll recall last week when there was a presentation by Richard Hall, the Managing Director, he was supported by a fellow director, Nigel Serafini, and I actually took this right up to Nigel to kind of see what was likely to be, what opportunities there might be. They were absolutely very clear that they will not change the Service 40 to take it through Auchendinny. What they will do is they will provide an additional bus at either one of the two options that I've spoken about previously and about the additional cost. So they were quite adamant about that. In terms of the survey information, it was Lothian Buses survey information. Where it's a fully commercial service, then it's for Lothian Buses to carry out any surveys. Where we provide a subsidy, then we get all that information as part and parcel of the contract between ourselves, and we can verify that. What I would say is, in days gone by, when we had additional staff, then yeah, we did go out and we verified some of that. But unless there's an issue being brought to our attention through the surveys that are carried out as part of that contract, then ordinarily we wouldn't do that. But as I say, they do provide that for routes where we do provide a survey, a subsidy, I should say.
I'd just like to agree with the point that Ian's made about challenging to ask Lothian Buses to come back with information as to where exactly they run at a loss. Because I can't think of anywhere, and I was going to ask Ricky if you were aware of anywhere where you think that is the case. Because they were very vocal on that in here at the seminar, that they were, you know, socially, they had a social conscience, they were prepared to subsidise where they believed it was necessary for social good. But we've not really seen any evidence of that, and it would be really helpful, I think, for us to get that kind of evidence back from them, albeit maybe in that circumstance we want to try and check that, you know, verify it in some way, rather than just rely on the information that's been supplied by a commercial company, because that's what they are at the end of the day.
Yeah, I've actually taken a note of the question that Councillor Baxter raised in that regard, in terms of marginal social inclusion services, if you like. What obviously I can't guarantee is that they'll give me any information back, but I've certainly taken a note to ask that question about any services across Midlothian, because clearly members will want to be aware of, and we would then want to clarify and confirm or otherwise what they're actually saying, so that we can have a fuller picture there. So I've taken a note to action that one.
I was interested in what you were saying about non-profit making areas. Now, I can quite understand that they want to cover costs, and you're reluctant to subsidise, although it sounds a lot of money, but £104,000 a year, if that's going to provide any kind of bus service. We have no bus service at all. We don't have a skeleton bus service. The folk of Rosewell, I'm sympathetic with them, but at least they have some bus going to Rosewell. The small village in Italy where I go on holiday have a bus once a day, which is run by the council, and it's a much poorer area than this. And that enables people to get down to the local town and back to this remote village. It's far further than Auchendinny, And I think it's quite unreasonable to leave us without a single bus. If they put in a skeleton service, I should have made that point in my original submission, if they were able to run a bus to take people to work in the morning, one at midday and coming back, and one in the evening, that would be something. Or even once a week that people could go and do their shopping. We are left with absolutely nothing. And the taxi option, quite apart from there being no reply at all, we filled in the forms correctly, we sent the photograph, that we haven't heard anything in over a month. You know, 160 for each time that you use the bus when you're used to paying nothing with a bus pass is, you know, really outrageous, I think.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's a bit concerning about they're going to go, but as Ricky said, Mr. Moffat's going to take that forward. But because when we first heard that what was happening from Lothian buses, then we did say that we wanted to make sure that the Ring and Go service was extended and was available for people to use. The other thing, can I ask, okay, is there a bus in the from first bus in the morning going to Edinburgh and then going back at night? I'm just thinking, I think that's
there is a bus that comes through the village. It's a double-decker bus. It's usually full, and it doesn't stop in Auchendinny. We see it go through. It comes back at 6 o'clock. It goes through at 8 o'clock in the morning. If there was a bus that stopped, that would be a huge help, but it won't stop in Auchendinny. The last stop is Lonestone.
Is that a first bus?
That's a first bus. If they could run a 37, you know, even three times or, you know, even once a day, it would help the pensioners.
Could I move that, you know, there's been a lot of talk here about the social inclusion and social value of a bus service, and I think we're all agreed here in this committee. And, you know, I think it's important. It's hugely important that communities don't feel isolated. Could I move that we pass this petition on to Lothian Buses with a recommendation that they look at this again in order to try to include that community? Yeah, Ian.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, on that, I'm reminded of a previous sitting of this committee where I think it was somebody from Newton Village. It was exactly the same circumstance as this. And the argument that we decided to take to Lothian Buses was that we accept that there are people, commuters, for instance, who need to get from, say, Penicuik into Edinburgh quickly and don't want to be going all around the world. And the same people from Dalkeith didn't want to go through Newton Village. But there are some services we recognise are not for that purpose and are more amenable to social inclusion. The 49 was the example we had then, and we said that, you know, when you get on the bus in Rosewell, you know that you have to take a picnic with you before you get to the ERI, because it does go all around the world, stops everywhere. But people accept that. If they're going into Edinburgh and they want going fast, they get the number 3 or they get the 31 or the 37. But there are other services, and I think that the 40 falls into this category, is something which should lend itself to running through areas which provide social inclusion, and Lothian Buses should recognise that. These are two different kinds of services, and you know, I'm really disappointed that they're trying to run the 49 and the 40 as profitable services. I can understand if they're making a big loss, then yes, but if they're making a marginal loss, then that should be accepted as part of the social inclusion that they were talking about earlier, and I think we should send that message to them.
Derek?
Yeah, it's just a bit concerned there that first bus aren't stopping in Auchendinny. I don't know what the reason for that is. We maybe could ask Carl, we could probably find out. Is that right, Ricky? And is there any thought being given? I know the first bus ran the 141 through Auchendinny, and then they withdrew that service, which would have really left us without anything going through Midlothian, or at least the Lothian buses stepped in with the 40. Is there any way we can, with First Bus, to see, would they be prepared? You know, that might need something to induce them to do it, but see if they would be willing to divert some of their, not necessarily sick too, but, you know, any other buses through Auchendinny, and also what it would cost just to get them to stop there.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely no harm in asking the question. I'm sure that Carol has done that in the past, but it's the second point that I've noted to action from today. And the third point, just to kind of, in terms of the ring and go, I'm just going to give my card to Mrs. Steedman, so it's just that members are aware. Mrs. Steedman will have my email, my phone number, my mobile number, and I'll address all the ring and go questions, hopefully to their satisfaction. So just so that members are aware of that one as well.
Talking of Pennycook, can I just make the additional point, Chair, that Pennycook happens to be the most profitable service in the whole of the Lothian region, you know, the West Lothian, East Lothian and Mid Lothian. I don't know about Edinburgh, but I know somebody who had the results of the survey. They make more money on the Pennycook service. They have an excellent service. It goes, you know, every 10 minutes. And I don't think that it would be unreasonable, considering how much money they make on the Pennycook service, to ask for maybe three buses. They could have a 37A or a 37B to run through Auchendinny on the odd time. But I don't think, when they're talking about making a loss on these services that, you know, are a lifeline for isolated communities. I hope Newton Village has a bus. They've not been left completely cut off like we have. But when we're cheek by jowl with the most profitable service in the whole of the area, I think they really should be shamed into putting a skeleton service through Auchendinny. And people would, I think, feel more strongly about having an Edinburgh service of some kind going through, because people going to Lone Head and Dalkeith can always change when they get to the A701. But if most people want to go to Edinburgh, and the Edinburgh buses go to Pennycook and back all the time anyway.
Yeah, Jim, just a quick question, Ricky. Is that first bus that we're referring to there the only bus that First have got that's running through or in Midlothian?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, First have got other buses. I mean, an example is the X95 that comes down from the Borders, for example. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm Carl Vanter's Mark II. He knows, obviously, much more than I ever would. But that's kind of just the first one. In terms of the services through that kind of side of the area, again, I would have to kind of have a look at that and then see what options, if any, there was. And that's something that I'll explore.
So, Ricky has said that he will explore options with First Bus. Is that right, Ricky? Yep. Are we agreed that we should present the petition with a recommendation to Lothian Buses that they should relook at this, you know, for a number of reasons, primarily the social inclusion aspect? I think the points raised by Mrs. Steedman have been well made, and, you know, although we do not control Lothian Buses, I think we can have some influence through this petitions committee. So does anyone have anything else to add to that? Yeah, absolutely, Mrs. Brook.
Yeah, I don't know why they are so stubborn on the fact that they will not run the 40 bus to Auchendinny, that they will run it through Roslyn. I mean, I don't know the economics of the thing, but I have figured out why they're on the 40 through Roslyn when they're on the 37. Because I can assure you, there is hardly a pickup. And I'm talking about a year of taking note that you say that they're determined they're still running the 40 through Roslyn. And it's quite a distance. from Gauchlimorse roundabout right through and coming out of Bilson compared with going straight through Auchendinny, if you're talking about economy. But it seems to be a point that they have decided we are not taking the 40 bus out of Roslyn. Anyway.
Okay, so we're all agreed then that we'll present the petition to Lothian Buses and Ricky will make some inquiries on behalf of the council. Okay, thank you.
Asking about the where they're subsidising, I think that's important information for us to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
In answer to the first bus. The first bus runs at least once an hour, a number 62, from Peebles, often coming from Gala Shields, through Pennycook. Now, again, that could be diverted, a couple of times a day through Auchendinny. There's only the 62 which runs through the village at the moment, and it doesn't stop, and it's been told not to stop. They run very frequently, at least an hour, once an hour, through Pennycook.
Okay, thank you for your attendance this morning. Thank you.